I will not love. If I do, hang me. If I will not.
But her eye.
Mine is light, but for her eye, I would not love her.
Yes, but her two eyes. Well, I do nothing in the world but lie and lie in my throat. But I do love. And it had taught me to rhyme and to be melancholy. Here's part of my rhyme, and here my melancholy.
Here comes one with a paper.
I'm me.
Shot by him.
So sweet a kiss the golden sun gives not to those fresh morning drops upon the rose as thy eye beams when their fresh rays have smote the night of dew that on my cheeks down flows. Nor shines the silver moon one half so bright through the transparent bosom of the deep as doth thy face through tears of mine give light. Longueville, I'm reading. Listen here.
Now in thy likeness one more fool appear.
Ay me, I am forsworn. In love I hope, sweet fellowship in shame. Oh, sweet Maria, empress of my love. Did not the heavenly rhetoric of thine eye, against whom the world cannot hold argument, persuade my heart to this false perjury? Vows for thee broke deserve not punishment. A woman I forswore, but I will prove thou being a goddess. I forswore not thee. My vow was earthly, thou a heavenly love. Thy grace being gained cures all disgrace in me. Vows are but breath, and breath a vapor is. Then thou, fair sun, which on my earth does shine, exhales this vapor vow, in thee it is. If broken, then it is no fault of mine. If by me broke, what fool is not so wise to lose an oath to win a paradise?
This is the liver vein, which makes flesh a deity, a green goose a goddess. Pure, pure idolatry.
By whom shall I send this?
Oh.
Company, stay.
Allhead, Allhead, an old infant play.
Oh, most divine Kate.
Almost profane coxcomb.
Oh, that I had my wish!
I had mine.
And I mine too, good Lord!
Amen, so I had mine. Isn't that a good word?
Like a fever, she reigns in my blood and will remember be.
Once more I'll read the ode that I have writ.
Once more I'll mark how love can vary wit.
On a day, alack the day, love whose month is ever May, spied a blossom passing fair, playing in the wanton air. Through the velvet leaves the wind, all unseen can passage find, that the lover, sick to death, wished himself the heaven's breath. Ere, quoth he, thy cheeks may blow, ere would I might triumph so. But alack, my hand is sworn ne'er to pluck thee from thy thorn. Vow, alack, for youth unmeet, youth so apt to pluck a sweet. Do not call it sin in me that I am forsworn for thee, thou, for whom Jove would swear Juno but an Ethiop were, and deny himself for Jove, turning mortal for thy love. This will I send. And something else, more plain, that shall express my true love's fasting pain. Oh, would the king, Verone, and Longueville were lovers too. Ill to example, ill would from my forehead wipe a perjured note. For none offend where all alike do dote.
Humane. Thy love is far from charity, that in love's grief desireth society. Oh, you may look pale. But I should blush, I know, to be o'erheard and taken napping so.
You blush.
That is, your case is such.
You chide at him, offending twice as much.
You do not love Maria. Longueville did never sonnet for her sake compile, nor lay his wreathed arms athwart his loving bosom to keep down his heart.
I have been closely shrouded in this book, and marked you both, and at you both did look. I heard your guilty rhymes. Noted well your fashion. Saw sighs reek from you. Observed your passion.
Ay me, says one. Oh, Jove, the other cries. One her hairs were gold, crystal the other's eyes. You would for paradise break faith and troth. And Jove, for your love, would infringe an oath. What will Barone say when that he shall hear faith infringed, which such zeal did swear? How will he scorn? How will he spend his wit? How will he triumph, leap and laugh at it? For all the wealth that ever I did see, I would not have him know so much by me.
I'll step out forth to whip hypocrisy.
Oh, good my liege, pray pardon me.
Good heart. What grace hast thou thus to reprove these worms for loving? That art most in love. Your eyes do make no coaches. In your tears there's no certain princess that appears. You'll not be perjured. 'Tis a hateful thing. Tush! None but minstrels like a sonneting. But are you not ashamed?
Nay, are you not, all three of you, to be thus much your shot? You found his moat, the king your moat did see, but I, a beam, do find in each of three. What a scene of foolery have I seen. Of sighs, of groans, of sorrow, and of teen. Oh, me! With what strict patience have I sat to see a king transformed to a gnat. To see great Hercules whipping a gig, and profound Solomon to tune a jig, and Nestor play pushpin with the boys, and critic Timon laugh at idle toys. Where lies thy grief? Well, tell me, good Germain, gentle Longueville, where lies thy pain? And where my liege is? All about the breast, a cordial home.
Too bitter is thy jest, are we betrayed thus to thy overview?
Not you by me, but I betrayed by you.
Aye, but I'm honest. I that hold it sin, break the vow I'm engaged in. I am betrayed by keeping company with moon-like men of inconstancy.
When shall you see me write a thing in rhyme, or groan for Joan, or spend a minute's time in pruning me? When shall you hear that I will praise a hand, a foot, a face, an eye, a gate, a state, a brow, a breast, a waist, a leg, a lip,
soft with a way so fast, a true man or a thief that gallops so?
A post from love, good lover.
Let me go.
God bless the king.
What present has her there?
Some certain treason. What makes treason here?
I beseech your grace. Let this letter be read. Our person misdoubts it. 'Twas treason, he said.
Barone, read it over.
Where hast thou it?
Off Coxguard.
Oh, hey.
Now, what is in you? Why so proud?
A toy, my liege, a toy. Christ, need not fear.
Is it moving to passion, and therefore let's hear? It's Barone's writing, and here is his name.
Oh,
you will not do me shame.
Guilty, my liege, guilty. I confess, I confess.
What?
But you three fools make me fool to make up a mess. He, and you, my liege, and I. A pick purse is in love, and we deserve to die.
Well, dismiss this audience, I'll tell you more.
Now are the numbers even.
True, we are four.
But these turtles be gone.
Hence there's a way.
Walk aside, the true folk,
and let the traitors stay.
Oh, sweet lord,
sweet lovers.
Oh, let us embrace. As true we are as flesh and blood can be. The sea will ebb and flow, heaven show his face. Young blood cannot obey an old decree.
What did these rent lines show some love of thine?
Oh,
good day, quoth he. Who sees the heavenly Rosaline, but like a rude and savage man of India at the first opening of the gorgeous east, bows not his vassal head, and stricken blind kisses the base ground with obedient breast? What peremptory eagle-sighted eye dares look upon the heaven of her brow that is not blinded by her majesty?
What zeal, what fury hath inspired thee now? My love, her mistress, is a gracious moon. She, an attendant star, scarce seen a light.
My eyes are then no eyes, nor I Barone. Oh, but for my love, day would turn to night. What is the sun that maketh all things shine?
Oh, by heaven, my love is black as ebony.
Is ebony like her? Oh, wood divine, a wife of such wood were felicity. Oh, who can give an oath? Where's the book?
But I may swear, beauty doth beauty lack, if that she learn not of her eye to look. No face is fair that is not full so black.
Oh, paradox!
Black is the badge of hell, the hue of dungeons, and the school of night. And beauty's crest becomes the heaven's well.
To look like her are chimney sweepers, Black.
Uh-huh. And since her time, a collier's counted bright.
And Ethiopes of their sweet complexion crack.
Dark needs no candles now, for dark is light.
Your mistresses then never come in rain, for fear their colour should be washed away.
Oh,
it was yours then, for sir, to tell you plain, I'll find a fairer face, or wash today.
I'll prove her fair, or talk till doomsday.
No devil will fright thee then so much as she.
I never knew man hold vile stuff so dear.
Look, here's thy love. My foot and her face, see.
Oh! If the streets were paved with thine eyes, her feet were much too dainty for such tread.
Oh, vile! Then as she goes, what upward lies, the street should see as she walked overhead.
What of this? Are we not all in love?
Nothing so sure, and therefore
all forsworn. Then leave this chat, and good Barone, now prove our loving lawful and our faith not torn.
I marry some flattery for this evil.
Oh, some authority how to proceed. Some trick, some quillets how to cheat the devil.
Some salve for perjury.
Oh, 'tis more than need.
Have at you then, affection's men at arms.
Consider what you first did swear unto, to pass, to study, and to see no women. Flat treason against the kingly state of youth, say, can you fast? Your stomachs are too young, and abstinence engenders maladies. Oh, we've made a vow to study, lords, and in that vow we have forsworn our books. For when would you, my liege, or you, in leaden contemplation have found out such fiery numbers as the prompting eyes of beauty's tutors can enrich you with? Other slow arts entirely keep the brain, and therefore finding barren practices scarce show a harvest of the heavy toil. But love, first learned in a lady's eyes, lives not alone immured in the brain, but with the motion of all elements. Courses as swift as thought in every power, and gives to every power a double power above his function and his offices. It adds the precious seeing to the eye. A lover's eye will gaze an eagle blind. A lover's ear will hear the lowest sound when suspicious head of theft is stopped. Love's feeling is more soft and sensible than are the tender horns of cockled snails. Love's tongue proves dainty Bacchus gross in taste. For valor is not love a Hercules, still climbing trees in the Hesperides, subtle as Sphinx, as sweet and musical as bright Apollo's lute strung with his hair. And when love speaks, the voice of all the gods makes heaven drowsy with a harmony. Never durst poet touch a pen to write until his ink were tempered with love's sighs. Oh, then, his lines would ravish savage ears and plant in tyrants mild humility. From women's eyes this doctrine I derive. They sparkle still the right Promethean fire. They are the books, the arts, the academes that show, contain, and nourish all the world. Else none at all in aught proves excellent. Then fools you are these women to forswear, or keeping what is sworn you will prove. Fools! For wisdom's sake, a word that all men love. Or for love's sake, a word that loves all men. Or for men's sake, the authors of these women. Or for women's sake, by whom we men are men. Let us once lose our oaths to find ourselves. Or else we lose ourselves to keep our oaths. It is religion to be thus forsworn, for charity itself fulfills the law. And who can sever love from charity?
Strange Cupid, then, and soldiers to the field!
And unto your standards, and upon them, lords, pell-mell down with them.
But be first advised in conflict that you get the son of them.
And now to plain dealing. Lay these gloses by. Shall we resolve to woo these girls of France?
And win them, too.
Therefore, let us devise some entertainment for them in their tents.
First, from the park, let us conduct them thither. Then homeward, every man attach the hand of his fair mistress. In the afternoon, we will with some strange pastime solace them, such as the shortness of the time can show. For revels, dances, masks, and merry hours forerun fair love, strewing her way with flowers.